of what? قَالَ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ. So this person replied again, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that verily I love you. Imagine what love Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were not shy also to express that love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. So he said this, he repeated these words, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ ثَلَاثَ, three times. فَقَالَ إِن كُنْتَ تُحِبُّنِي فَأَعِدَ لِلْفَقْرِ تِجْفَافًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if you truly love me, then prepare yourself with the shield of poverty. فَإِنَّ الْفَقْرَ أَسْرَعُ إِلَى مَنْ يُحِبُّنِي مِنَ السَّيْلِ إِلَى مُنْتَهَاهُ. Because poverty, it reaches that person faster than the flood waters reach its end point. You know, when floods come, how quickly the flood waters recede, how quickly the water moves. It doesn't stay, it doesn't stick around for a time, it just moves very fast. When we have heavy rain, sometimes we see how the water just moves, and within a short period of time, everything dries up. So like this, quicker than that, this test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person as far as his wealth is concerned will come quicker to him than the flood waters reaching their destination. As we explained yesterday, what is meant by prepare yourself with the shield of poverty is a person should automatically, if he loves Allah Pak and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should automatically prepare himself with this buffer of abstinence. In other words, don't get too engaged and too inclined in the world. So when conditions do come down, then the person is not attached to it. He's not attached so much that now he started making statements against Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he's not happy with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person automatically has already chosen that life way of simplicity, of being disattached from the dunya. So it becomes easy for him to deal with the situation. One explanation. Another explanation ulama give is that why choose a shield, a buffer, a protection of abstinence, poverty, is because this was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he chose for himself. So if a person truly loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also loves his lifestyle. So therefore, by loving his lifestyle, a person automatically is choosing the shield of abstinence, like he's behaving the way the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved. So this is what is meant by this hadith. Today's hadith in Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma dhi'bani ja'i'ani ursila fi ghanamin bi afsada laha min hirsil mar'i ala al-mali wa sharafi ili dinihi, rawahu tirmidhi. Qala hadithun hasanun sahihun. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that two hungry wolves that are set upon a flock of sheep do not cause as much damage, as much carnage, as a man that is greedy for wealth and is greedy for position. That damage that he causes to his deen, even these two animals, these two hungry wolves, they don't cause as much carnage to sheep like the amount of carnage and the amount of destruction a man causes to his deen by being greedy and being hungry for wealth and for position. In other words, for our understanding purposes, say for example, we got all our Qurbani sheep in the pen outside, and then these two wild wolves come that are hungry, and they are set upon the sheep. Nobody will sit. Everyone will jump up. Somebody will try to do something. One person might get a gun. One person might try and call the police. Somebody might do something, because they know the amount of carnage that two wolves will cause upon those sheep that are, the sheep that are there. So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that amount of carnage is not as bad as those two wolves a person got in his heart. Those two wolves, one is a greed for dunya. Because when a man has got greed for dunya, he'll go to any extent, whether it means him fighting with his brother, fighting with his partner, fighting with his uncle, for the estate, fighting his own siblings. Sometimes people go to the extent of even harming each other just because of wealth. So that harm that greed for wealth causes is much more than the carnage and harm that the wolf causes. So then Nabi alayhi salam putting our attention, here he gave example of two wolves. So here this is like two wolves that are attacking a person, but the person doesn't realize it. One is that greed for this wealth. So he goes to any extent. And the next thing is that is the greed for position. This position is such a thing that ulama explained that when a person has got greed for position, then even batil starts looking like it's haq to him. Even those things that are wrong, in his mind he'll start saying, no, those things are right. Why? Because now he's advancing his cause, so he gets a position. So those things that are even completely wrong, those things that are against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll start seeing it as sunnah. So therefore, one of the du'as that we normally make in the morning, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rizuqna tiba'a. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make haqq, make the truth, make things that are correct appear correct to us. things that are correct, make it appear correct to us. In other words, allow us to see clearly what is right. And the next part of the dua, وَرَزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ, Allah, give us the tawfiq of following. One is knowing what is right, but the other is, do we have the tawfiq of following? So therefore the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَرَزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ, Allah, after showing us what is right, give us the tawfiq to follow and do the right things. And the second part of the dua, Allahumma jnibna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from batil, وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, Allahumma arina al-batila batila. First, Allah, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show us batil as batil. Show us those things that are incorrect to be incorrect. In other words, make it appear incorrect to us, so we don't start justifying and making incorrect things correct in our minds, that we need to do it, or everyone is doing it, so what if we're doing it? We have to buy a house on a loan today, we have to buy a car on hire purchase, something we have to do. Person starts justifying in his mind. So yeah, Allahumma arina al-batila batila. Allah, show us those things as wrong to appear wrong. Make it appear wrong to us. And the second part of the dua, وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, and give us the tawfiq to stay away from it. Sometimes a person knows that for me to go in the incorrect environment, to go to the fairs, to go to the souks, to go to these places where they're mixed gathering, a person in his mind, he knows that it's wrong. But the second part of the dua, وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, Allah, give me the tawfiq of staying away from these places. So therefore a person has to ask Allah Pak. It's not good enough only to know that it's wrong, but to have the strength and to have the ability to stay away from wrong. So now, for example, most of the youngsters are involved in watching the soccer matches. So a person knows that this is not the best thing for me to do. It is wasting my time. Firstly, I'm not supposed to be watching these things. The next thing is people's satars are being exposed. The other thing is my beautiful time that Allah Pak has given me is getting wasted. So one is, I know that is not right, but have I got that وَرَزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, the tawfiq of staying away from wrong? So therefore this dua is such a beautiful dua. Allah, make the wrong appear wrong to me, and give me the tawfiq to stay away from it also. And the first part of the dua, Allah, make right and haq appear to be right for me, and give me the tawfiq to follow the right, so that I can benefit from what is right, and I can refrain from what is wrong. Ya Allah subhanallah, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.